Now, let's look at the new government housing plan, Delivering Homes, Building Communities, which was launched this week. We've had Housing for All. We've had Rebuilding Ireland. We've had the social housing strategy. But will this one finally deliver the amount of homes Ireland needs? And if so, the other big question is, will those homes be actually affordable for people on an average wage? And let me come to you, Thomas Byrne, on that one first of all. I mean, is this achievable, this plan, this 300,000 homes over 6 years, or is it simply pie in the sky?
Oh, no, of course it's achievable, and we want to achieve it, and it's the most urgent issue that we have. And you've listed out various plans which are over a period, let's say, of almost 10 years, because Housing for All was from the 2020 government, has delivered a lot, because if you drive around the country, you'll see a lot of houses being built around the country.
All fell short on targets.
Look, there's been 137,000 new homes built. Basically, that's really, really important. We had COVID as well at the start of that. We now have the Land Development Agency fully up and running. And now we are looking forward to actually delivering even more infrastructure and looking at what are the blocks there to infrastructure delivery. Because a lot of the boring stuff, like water, sewerage, roads, all of that, is absolutely determinative of whether we can meet what we want to do in terms of housing.
Let me pick up that we can. What do you mean it's determinative?
Well, if you can't put the water and sewerage in, you can't build the houses. So there's an awful lot of people talk about targets, and which is very important, and I get that. But that in a way is very simplistic, or we need more houses. But yeah, we do, but we need to make sure we've all this stuff that costs a lot of money, that takes a lot of planning. How do you do that much more efficiently, okay, in order to build even more houses?
If you don't have water services and sewage services, you can't build homes, new homes. On that, I look back at Uisce Éireann CEO Niall Gleeson at the Housing Committee in September. Let me read you a quote from him. He says, "Our water services infrastructure continues to struggle in keeping pace with population, housing and commercial growth." He said the Eastern and Midlands region, especially the Greater Dublin area, is facing serious water and supply and wastewater capacity challenges. Now, they are pointing out that if you don't build major infrastructure projects for water and sewage, and this will take years, you won't be able to build the homes, which goes back to my point. Sure, is this plan actually achievable?
I'm more
at
less
all?
Saying the same myself, that you need the infrastructure there to build the houses.
But when will the infrastructure be there?
I think, look, in fairness to Uisce Éireann, they have a lot of plans, and there is a lot of work going on at the moment in around the country to deliver more housing, and we need even more of
plans.
That.
Plans.
There are plans, but there's also a lot of work going on. There's a lot of, if you go around the country, anywhere around the country, if you look at my own constituency, roadblock for a month, significant Uisce Éireann projects, major new water supplies in Trim, Ratote, etc. There's a lot of work going on.
What he's talking about there
is the plan to bring water over from the west of Ireland, from the Shannon, into Dublin. These major plans that can, and sewerage plans in Dublin as well, need to be able to go ahead in order that we can actually deliver the housing that we need,
so,
and that we are committed to doing, and that we will do.
At that same housing committee, Uisce Éireann were asked as well the following question. Given the constraints within the construction industry, how long would it take for Uisce Éireann to be able to provide the necessary infrastructure so that water delivery is no longer a blockage on housing delivery? That was the question. And there was a long answer from Ms. Maria O'Dwyer, who talked about the legacy issues that Uisce Éireann had to deal with and so on. The final line of her answer was, it will take a number of decades to address all of the challenges.
Yeah. And can I say, I sit in the housing committee and I sat on the last one. We've been flagging this for years. Like back to 2009 when I was a local councillor about the issues. The biggest disaster was the privatisation of Irish Water to bring in Uisce Éireann. These should have been left with local authorities to deliver water.
Let's not go back over that now.
But the point is, you see, you say a comment, let's not go back over it. We're here now as a result of bad decisions.
So let's talk about the
taking.
Problems now.
The problems here now. We have a housing plan now that doesn't have yearly targets, that is saying judge us in 6 years' time. We have a minister who's not willing to stand over his own plan. Like, we've had Simon Coveney, Owen Murphy, Dara O'Brien, now we have James Brown, right? Like, can I say this? I want this plan to work. It's here, right? This is the plan. 105 or 107 pages of it. I've read it back to front. This plan will not deliver
Tell
houses.
Tell me why.
Because Like simple things now, just a simple thing. There are thousands of boarded up council houses right now. Not a penny in this for it. There are people listening to the show, or the people in emergency accommodation, or people who can't find accommodation.
Thomas, that the number of vacant council houses has dropped dramatically under the last government. You know that.
Well, I put out
a freedom of information to all local authorities and got this figure and brought a motion to the Dáil about it, which the government didn't support.
So you don't believe you don't believe that we will get 300,000 new homes over the next 6 years?
Yes, I don't believe the government reached that target. And the other thing about that target, it's way too low. So they've even gone for the target that they know it won't meet the need.
So give me the three primary reasons why you don't believe the target will be met.
Because we need local authorities, we need AHPs to be delivering. This government has gone for the private sector. And can I give you one?
Hang on a second. Just to clarify we need to be nuanced and careful here. They're saying they're going for a mix of private and public.
Okay, can I give you one fact? They're giving private developers $750 million in tax breaks, right? And then they came out and they talked about, we're giving local authorities $100 million to house people in long-term homelessness. No, just to give you a fact.
If I can finish.
Let me ask the question. Even if those two things, if I take them as correct, surely, Jennifer, they are both good things to be funding because they might deliver positive results. Would you not accept that?
I sort of lost the what was happening.
So incentives for developers to build private
Sinn Féin at the election, people couldn't follow their housing policy.
And then helping people out of homes.
So what I'd say, right, is that this plan is just a continuation of the last 15 years of Fine Gael policy in relation to and 11 years of Fianna Fáil policy in relation to housing. And the fundamental problem here is the model is wrong. Yes, we do need private investment and private involvement in this. However, we need a much greater state involvement in the provision of housing, particularly social and affordable housing. And this plan will not deliver that. And
so
I think
more
when
money
you're
for
asking,
the LDAs, what you're saying.
Well,
is
and
they all voted against the LDA.
The LDA was, I mean, it was Social Democrats that first brought up the prospect or wanted to have, because you weren't setting it up right. We needed more CPO. Hold on now, because I didn't interrupt either of you, right? So we need the LDA to have CPO powers, and it hasn't had. Now, Cormac, you asked the question, you know, do we believe that this will deliver 300,000 homes? And no, and I actually don't think anyone out there in the country believes it will, because this is the fourth plan. People are absolutely jaded at the government coming out every now and again with a plan saying, oh, we're going to, this is our priority, when their lived experiences are so far from the reality or from what's in the document.
How would more investment from the state, let's say, or state building homes get around the planning problems, the bureaucracy problems, the viability problems?
So the problem, like when you talk about planning problems, there's 44,000 homes, units and homes in Dublin that have planning permission that haven't been built, right? So to say that they're planning issues, that's not true. The problem is the
viability
state...
Viability issues then?
I think what we're seeing is large corporates are sitting on... sitting on land because they know this government previous goes would just keep on subsidising them even
or
more.
Or is it that they don't have services on the land?
No, I mean these have planning permission, they're ready to go. So I mean but what they know if they wait that they will get more money. We've had like €500 million in tax reductions for developers.
But isn't that a fair point? Let me come back to that.
Those apartments are already being built, so there isn't viability issues.
So the incentives for developers that were given in the last budget and that are in this plan as well, will they actually just make more profit for the developer, or will they actually make the homes more affordable? That was a key question.
Thomas has compared that. I just want to make 2 points. So just to answer that quickly, yes, the developers have said this will make apartments more viable, which is exactly what we want. We saw that issue. We want to deal with it.
More profit.
But Thomas has specifically mentioned a fund, and he's criticised it, €100 million specifically set aside, not to local authorities only, because they've other funds, but specifically for local authorities to get children out of long-term homelessness. And you've come on this show and you criticise that.
Can I answer that now?
Like you've said,
so it's 100 million. See, this tells you what little
to get, to get children out of long-term homelessness.
It's 100 million divided by 31 local authorities, and give the average price of a house at $250,000. That means it's 12 houses per local authority.
Are you?
And Thomas is sitting here. Are you going to pick those 12 families in those local?
Are you saying? Are you? But are you saying that's the only? Are you saying that's the only fund to local authorities to build council houses? No, it's not what you're saying.
One voice. Are you saying? Are you against that 100?
No, I'm saying that should be 100. It should be a multiples of that 100 million.
And where would you take the rest of the money off? So what's the rest of the money local authorities are getting for housing in general? Because you're not quoting that.
Okay, and I'll go after that figure. Local authorities get 11,500 to bring back boarded up vacant properties, right? There are thousands of them. It costs on average 31,000. The local authorities that don't have surpluses leave them to rot for years. And Thomas Burns noticed.
Okay,
I brought a motion to Dáil and they voted against it.
That point has been vented. Can I come back to the point we're actually discussing there for a second? And you say, yes, the incentives, developers tell us, will make projects more viable. That's not the question I asked, though. The question
and
is...
And it will happen.
No, okay. But will it make the profit, greater profit for the developer, or will it actually lower the cost of the house?
Well, you see, on the one hand, we've, Jennifer, criticising that the state needs to be more involved. The state is by far, by some distance, the biggest investor in the property market at the
moment.
You're
investing in property developers.
No, we're not.
You do. You invest in the property market.
The state is by far the biggest player in the housing.
You're funding developers. The state is not providing. The state does not build.
So there's no council houses in your constituency?
Very few, but they don't build. They go to private developers and get them to build. And when you brought in these VAT reductions, you didn't even tie it to affordability. You're just like, here, developer, here, take this cash. And you're not making them provide affordable housing.
By far the biggest investor and the biggest property developer in the country. That is the reality of the situation at the moment. We actually need more private investment in the property market because that has reduced.
Okay.
Like we've a small number of large developers. Yeah. We need more, and we need more smaller developers
able to build
houses as well.
10 years ago, there were 4,000 people homeless. Today there are over 16,000. We're over 5,200 of those children. Right? Will this plan? Like Seamus McGrath was on RT the other night and he couldn't answer the question, will this plan over the next 5 years sort out long-term homelessness and child homelessness, right? They can't even answer that question.
The minister couldn't answer it the other day.
The minister can't answer it. The minister is missing in action. Have you ever seen in your life a minister launching a housing policy and going missing? It's unbelievable.
Well, he was out on the airways,
programmes
on RT Radio 1.
He was in the Dáil to debate
but he was being on RT on various other stations.
Well, he should be in the Dáil. That's where he's supposed to be.
But the proof of the pudding is this. No, wait. Because on that one, let me ask Minister Thomas Byrne. On that one, there's a simple question. And we'll see the proof of the pudding based on your answer here. In terms of eradicating homelessness, can you give us an assurance that because of this housing plan, that homelessness will not reach 20,000?
The entire plan is predicated on two things, and every detail in it, every action in it, all those pages. One is increasing supply, and the other is eliminating homelessness. I want to see long-term homelessness gone.
Can you
gone.
Tell me?
I want
can
to see
you
it
tell
gone.
Me, yes.
I want to see it gone.
I can absolutely and I want say, to, because of this plan, that homelessness will not reach 20,000.
I want to see... As much supply, I want to see as much supply of housing as possible.
There's no
to ensure that we eliminate, completely eliminate long-term homelessness.
Why didn't you put targets in for homelessness reduction? You should have put targets into it for homelessness reduction. There should be targets in it for the delivery on a year-by-year basis, because by removing those, all you have tried to do is remove accountability. And look, at the public are not going to be fooled by that.
Absolutely accountable. Peter Hyde texted Brogan to say, as someone with two adult children living with them, the housing issue is the issue.
Yes.
Kevin in Wexford says young people are fed up listening to political parties bickering over housing. They need a cross-party emergency task force to take this issue seriously and to push through the crisis. And Kevin, I actually, possibly I think there's merit in what you say. I did a very quick search based on two average salaries. I thought, speculative. I said, let's look for a three-bed semi-D in Dublin. The mortgage approval that you get here is €400,000. You'd have to save €40,000 roughly of a deposit. You go to the market with €440,000, and I put in a search of €450,000 in Dublin anywhere. The total number of properties is 485. Now it seems okay, but then you go to the Housing Commission report and it tells us that the backlog of homes, that the housing deficit is 250,000. And that shows you the pressure on
huge
people.
Pressure.
And you will be outbid, quite simply. Look, we have to leave it there. My thanks to you for listening. My thanks to Minister Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, Thomas Gould of Sinn Féin, and Colin O'Gara beforehand. Thank you all very much indeed.